It's the Hometown Morning Show, 7:32, Paul and the Saddle with you, and we've got guests in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? We're going to put you a little bit closer to that microphone.
Sounds good.
There we go. Now you sound good. Introduce yourself and tell us what we're up to this morning.
Well, I'm with the American Cancer Society. My name's Anna Way, and we're here to answer some questions that our community has about the American Cancer Society.
Okay, because summertime's on the way, June's on the way, and that means it is almost relay time here in Breckenridge County.
That it is.
So, and it's going to be here before we know it. This year has flown by. I can't believe we're already talking about relay, and relay teams have been working on relay stuff for some time now.
That they have.
Now, how many years has Relay been? I told you if you came in here, you had to talk. So, how many years were we working on?
I think it was.
Since 98?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good run, isn't it? So
it
21
is.
Years this year.
21 years.
That is a huge deal.
It's a long time.
That's a long time and a lot of money raised and a lot of research done and a lot of good news and a lot of survivors in this county.
That it is, and we have a lot of survivors.
So what are the most asked questions about the American Cancer Society and the Relay for Life?
I know one of our biggest questions is where the money goes. And majority of all of our money goes toward research. I know a lot of people ask about administrative costs. Our administrative costs are very minimum. It's less than 25 cents from every dollar. And majority of our money, as I said, goes toward research. We're out there trying to find a cure for cancer. Or at least get as close as we can to a cure for cancer.
Because there's nobody, you're not going to meet anybody, especially in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, who has not been touched by cancer in one way or the other.
And that is true, and that's sad to say. You would ask a whole group of people, and everyone will raise their hands.
It's the truth. And it is sad.
It's very sad.
It's not pleasant to talk about, but what is pleasant is there are people working. There are people trying to raise money and do good things and find a cure. And Relay, those folks are having fun doing it.
That they are. Breckenridge County does an awesome job with our Relay for Life event.
It's been kind of a big deal here. Now, when is our Relay event coming up here?
Our Relay is Friday, June 7th.
I can't believe that. That just blows my mind. It's here. It's on us.
It is. It is.
Once we get through all this end of school stuff, we're gonna wake up and it's going to be about June 6th.
That it is.
So this is upcoming. Tell us about some of the teams. Why do people start these teams, and how do they start these teams, and what do these teams do?
These are actually teams that have been around for many years, but I know I've been gone for 5 years. They changed my counties around, and now I'm back. So
welcome back.
Thank you. I was here for 10 years prior to that. So Breckenridge has always done a great job. We have school teams. We have our faithful teams that have been doing it from day one because they have a reason. You know, they want to find a cure for cancer. And They know that, you know, every dollar that we raise makes it that much closer to us finding a cure for cancer.
Now, if somebody is new to Relay, if this is something they haven't been involved in before, how do they go about starting a team? I mean, it's not as daunting a task as one might think it is.
It's very simple. It could be asking your family and friends, you know, setting up a Facebook fundraiser. I mean, everyone has the cell phones, and a Facebook fundraiser is the easiest way to raise money. You may do, I know several years ago y'all done bucket drives where you stopped there, or people from Walmart selling Krispy Kreme donuts. I mean, there's so many wide varieties. I mean, I know y'all have done bands in the past, and the hospital done a big talent in the past. So, I mean, there's so many creative ways that you can raise money.
And with these teams, it is your project. I mean, you get to be creative and come up with new and interesting ways to make money. Now, when Relay happens and all these teams get together and they're counting money, what happens then?
Well, you know, it's kind of a contest to see who can raise the most money.
It's a little competitive and fun because everybody's out for that good goal.
Well, that they are. I mean, everyone has the same goal. We want to find a cure for cancer. I mean, I feel like we're getting close, but we will never be there because there's so many strands of cancer.
Right.
And, you know, that's what everyone always asks, you know, do they secretly have a cure for cancer? I would like to say yes, but the answer is definitely no, because I don't know if we will ever have a total cure for cancer because there's so many strings of it. Just look at breast cancer, how many strings go with that? I know in the past, melanoma used to be a death sentence, and now it's not because they've came so far. Same way with prostate cancer.
Sure.
You know, all of our numbers have really increased because as much money as we raise, it goes toward research. Our researchers are finding different cures and ways ways to come up with different types of treatment to eliminate other types and several types of cancer.
So, you know, it's a scary and sad thing to talk about some, but I'm hearing lots of positives, and that's what we want to hear. So with everybody's hard work, and awareness is a big deal too. And that's one thing that Relay is a very public thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if somebody hasn't been, if they're new to this, it's not too late. You can still come out.
Oh, yeah. It's a community event, and it's a free event. We would love to have as many people from the community out. I mean, we have a survivor dinner before the event, so it's for the survivor and a guest. They do a great dinner for that. And then after that, they come on down to the field, and they're part of our event. They have activities, fun laps, lots of good food. I mean, there's lots of reasons to come out and be part of our relay.
And just a few weeks away.
That is true.
Tell us about luminaries. What are those?
Well, here in Breckenridge County, luminaries are a really, really big deal. Y'all sell so many luminaries and line that track. It's just being able to, you know, it's calming to come out and see them all lit up. And as many as y'all do, it's in memory of and honor of the loved ones that we've had. And just being able to come out and sit and look at the little luminary that you have. A lot of family members, when they start calling their names, they go and stand by their luminary. And the family have prayer and, you know, just reminisce on the good days that they've had with that loved one.
Sure. So this, you know, this is a very good thing. Somebody's new in the county, they don't know how Breck County does Relay. They really need to come out and see it, because it is something to behold. And it seems like it's growing.
It does. It seems like, which I'm excited to be back. As I said, I've been gone for 5 years.
We're glad to have you back. There's no place like Breck County.
I'm excited to see. And then as far as y'all have a huge silent auction the night of Relay. Jill and her group does a great job with that. And there's always so many creative things. I know a lot of people make the wood things to bring out for it. There's always tickets to different events in the community. And I know Holiday World tickets are always in Kings Island. So y'all have so many great silent auction items. So, you know, that alone, I bring people out just to see what we have
there.
When
it comes to helping people, and I'm going to say this, and I'm really biased, but I am the one with the microphone, so I get to do that. Breck County's the best.
Breck County is really good.
We like to help people here.
That y'all
you
do.
You put the word out and people get help. So, folks, get involved. It is not too late, even though it's slipping up on us. Go out. Have a good time. Eat something good. Shake and howdy. Spend some money.
Definitely. I mean, raise some money for cancer.
You know it's burning a hole in their pocket right now, so save it till June 7th, Friday, June 7th. It's going to be so much fun, and hopefully we're going to have more folks coming in talking about it as the time gets nearer. And don't sit over there and be quiet. Talk to us. Tell everybody who you are and what you're doing here this morning. They want to hear you on the radio.
Well, hello, I'm Jill Butler, and as Anna had said, I'm with the Silent Auction Committee. And basically what I was doing here is going through the questions you all have asked was the things I had on my list. So you all about hit it. But
well, it's fun to talk about Relay. I enjoy it. That's one of my favorite interviews of the year that I get to do, is talk to folks about Relay. And Jill, you know, she's gonna whack me when we get off the air for making her talk, because she said she wasn't going to. But I was like, you come in here, you got to talk. We're so glad to have
great.
You, though.
Thank you.
You all put in some work. Now, if somebody wants to help, we were talking about Breckenridge Countyans are so good about helping out our folks here. Can they just get a hold of you and donate things?
Absolutely.
You can take them now?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Being in charge of the silent auction, a lot of people donate items to that. They donate in memory of someone or in honor of someone. And also, they may have a favorite team out there that they want to donate their item, and the monies for it, the item goes to that right. team total. So anyone has an item to donate, please call me at 270-668-2983.
All right, folks. Come on.
Yes.
It's time to get it done, because June 7th is going to be here. I mean, how many weeks are we out?
About three and a half.
So less than a month.
Correct. This year, we've got several different things coming on, and we've had a schedule of our events have changed this year.
Okay.
So we're starting an hour earlier with the Survivors Dinner. It's going to start at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Anyone who needs to fill out a form and register for that, so that we make sure we have enough food.
Sure.
For sure. And they need to contact either Nikki Anthony or Kristen Anthony to get registered.
Right.
So Nikki's number is 270-617-2210.
Okay.
And Kristen is 270-268-9345. Call either one of those.
Let
that
folks
starts
know.
At 5.
You let them know because they want to feed you, and it's going to be good.
Yes, it is.
But they got to have enough of it. So
they do a great job. Plus, they also give out their survivor shirts at that point, as well as the medallion. So you want to make sure you're registered so you can get your shirt.
And what a great reason to celebrate.
Absolutely. Come out and eat, that's why we're there.
That's right.
You know, and that's ultimately why we relay. It's because we want the survivors. You know, that's why we're there. The ones that I started in 1999. And my father had passed away with cancer, and I thought when I walked around that track that night, I thought, I'm going to start doing this, and if I can just help to where one family stays intact, it's been well worth it.
20 years now.
20 years. You've
got under your belt. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
You know, that's a big accomplishment. And think about how Relay has changed with the advent of social media.
Yes.
You've got more outreach. And is there a social media page for Breckenridge County Relay that folks can get a hold of you?
There is. We've got Facebook page for the Breckenridge County Relay for Life. They can get on there at any point. Try to keep it up to date on activities going on. This year, we're not going to stay all night. We're not going to stay till 2. What we're doing is at 6 o'clock, we have our opening ceremonies. And that's when we recognize all the survivors, and then they do a survivor's lap, a caregiver's lap, and they'll introduce your teams. And then once that starts, we also start our silent auction at 6 o'clock. So everything officially starts at 6. The silent auction this year is going to end at 9 p.m.
Okay.
Instead of after the luminaries, it's going to end before. So it's a 3-hour window.
So that's, and you know, and folks are going 100 different directions, especially in the summertime, kids freshly out of school. So the new schedule seems like it's pretty good and flexible for people who maybe can run in. If they have to run out, you can still go, folks. That doesn't mean you have to miss relay this year.
Absolutely. I mean, not everyone has a team, but we need support. We need the people to come out, like you said, with their pocketbooks and their purses. They're still fundraising that night. We're doing that silent auction. Great items come through every year. We're amazed at the number and the type of items that come through. So, you know, we want you to come out. We want you to celebrate with us.
Sure.
Those survivors have they've made a milestone. And this is about us celebrating with them that milestone.
That's right.
The road hasn't been easy, but they've gotten over the hurdles. So.
And that's, you know, what a good thing. So, you know, it is a tough subject to talk about, but it's uplifting to know that there are these survivors. Go out and shake and howdy and cheer them on. Because
yes, definitely they deserve it. And then, you know, while you're there, go around to the team booths. They will have food. They're going to have games and other items that are for sale. And they're still fundraising for the night. So check those out and then come on over to the silent auction. The luminary ceremony starts at 10.
Okay.
And, you know, if you have not purchased your luminary, Carrie Masterson is the person to get in touch with on that. And her number is 270-617-3286. And she will have a booth there that evening to also,
great,
that you can purchase those luminaries.
Well, good.
But at 10 o'clock we start that. You know, it's a time for us to just pause for a minute and recognize and think about those that have survived cancer. They're in honor or in memory of that loved one that we have, and that's what we do. And once the luminary ceremony is over, then we will close. We'll have our closing ceremonies and the awards, and
all
that
right
will be it.
So coming up, June 7th, it's going to be here.
It's
going to be here.
Get ready.
Just like that, so get ready. Ladies, thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate
and
it.
We'll see you again, I hope, before June 7th, and we'll talk more relay. So if anybody wants to help, give us those contacts one more time. Plus, if they send a message on the Facebook page, you're going to see it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And okay, those contacts will be there. So,
all right, great.
And you can contact anyone on our committee, the county committee, to find out what you need to know.
So, all right.
Main thing right now is those survivors need to get registered. Because their dinner is coming up, and we won't get their T-shirts.
All right, folks, so now you heard the lady. So if you're going to go, they want to feed you, let them know as soon as you possibly can. Makes your all's job easier and makes it more fun for everybody. So.
Yes, it's a great evening.
It sure is. It really is.
So they need to save the date and come out with us.
All right, June 7th. We'll see you all then. We hope you come back. Anything else you want to tell the folks before we get off here today?
Well, we just want to let them know that, you know, something as simple as $10 that we raise, I mean, that would help a patient navigate through their treatment, and they would receive a packet, especially for their type of cancer. And what they do is they take that kit to their doctor's office with them. They keep up with their medical records. Any questions that they can have, they can jot down and keep in that. And they can take the little patient navigator kit with them to every doctor's appointment they have and keep up with everything. So simple as $10, you know, and then $500, you know, for every $500 that we raise, I mean, it can be, you know, 5 days of stay at our Hope Lodge for someone needing, you know, that's going to cancer treatment. Sure. It's just so simple. I mean, it's the simple amounts. I mean, and $20, you know, it can be help to free access care. Because with the American Cancer Society, we're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If you ever have any questions, you know, day, night, weekends, holidays, give us a call because we're always there to help them. You know, we have trained people on the line to speak with you. If they need to speak with a nurse, we have nurses on call to speak with them. So it's a very great program. You know, and then we offer free wigs. You know, for every $25 that we raise, you know, that can be a wig for someone. But sure. We do not charge them. Everything we do is a free service. So it's exciting to know, you know, if they need it, we're here for them. So we just want them to know that as well.
All right. Well, any amount helps, folks. Get in. Let's chip in. Let's get those silent auction donations. If you want to make a cash donation, cash will always work.
That it will.
All right. Thank Absolutely. You all so much for coming
Thank
in.
You.
I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. The Relay for Life coming up June 7th here in Breckenridge County. Stay tuned.